This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How the family method helps you manage emotional flooding during high-stakes family conflict. Six steps to stay calm and clear when family conflict hits hardest. In short, emotional flooding during family conflict is not a character flaw. It is a predictable physiological response to the most charged relationships in your life. The family method gives you a six-step structure to manage that flooding before it manages you. Family history primes your nervous system to flood faster than any other relationship. Structure does not make difficult conversations less human, it makes them survivable. The method works because it slows the process down at every point where flooding takes hold. Definition: emotional flooding family refers to the state in which intense emotion during a family conflict overwhelms a person's capacity to think clearly, listen, and respond with intention, triggering reactive communication patterns that damage rather than resolve the relationship. You said something you did not mean. You knew at the moment the words left your mouth. The conversation had started reasonably enough, but somewhere between the first raised voice and the old grievance that resurfaced for the 100th time, you stopped communicating and started reacting. By the time it was over, nothing had been resolved, and both of you felt worse than when it began. I have been there more times than I care to admit. Family conflict is different from every other kind. As I write and say it right every time, you're not just talking to a person, you're talking to a lifetime of shared history, of love and resentment, of joy and pain. That history is why emotional flooding hits so fast and so hard in family conversations. Your nervous system is not responding to what is happening right now. It is responding to everything that has ever happened. The family method, which I introduce in Chapter 12 of Say It Right Every Time, is a six-step framework built specifically for this. It does not ask you to suppress your feelings. It gives you a structure to work with them rather than be overtaken by them. What follows is the full method, exactly how it works, and when to reach for it. Why emotional flooding hits hardest in family conversations. With a colleague, you might have months of history. With a family member, you have decades. That difference matters enormously when conflict starts. Your brain reads certain triggers as threats, and in family conversations, those triggers are everywhere. A specific tone of voice, a familiar phrase, the way someone sighs. Each of these can activate your stress response before you've consciously registered what happened. If you want to understand this mechanism in more depth, the article "What is the Amygdala Hijack? And How It Silently Blocks Team Synergy in High-Pressure Moments" explains it well, and the pattern is the same in family settings. Once flooding begins, your capacity for listening drops sharply. You hear accusations where none were intended. You stop tracking that other person's actual words and start responding to the story running in your head. Without a structure to interrupt the cycle, the conversation feeds itself until someone shuts down or explodes. The family method is that structure. Here is what each step does and how to apply it. The family method. All six steps in full. Step 1. Fix the timing. What it is. Choosing the right moment to have the conversation before it begins. What it is designed for. Preventing flooding before it starts by refusing to engage in high-stakes conversations when either person is already emotionally activated. How it works. Number 1. Before you initiate a difficult conversation, check your own emotional temperature honestly. If you are already agitated, schedule the conversation rather than starting it. Number 2. Choose a time when you will not be interrupted and when neither person is hungry, exhausted, or already stressed by something unrelated. Number 3. Give the other person a brief, neutral heads up. I'd like to talk about something important. Can we find a time this week? Number 4. Do not launch into the content of the conversation in the same breath as the request. That amps people and spikes their defenses immediately. When to use it? Every time. This step applies to every significant family conversation without exception. When not to skip it? When you feel the urge to confront something immediately because you are already upset. That urgency is flooding, telling you it is ready to take over. Resist it. Worked example. Your adult daughter said something at dinner that stung. You want to address it tonight, but you are still raw and she is already withdrawing to her room. Instead of following her, you wait until the next morning and say, "Can we talk sometime today? There's something I'd like to clear up between us." Eamon's note. I wasted years addressing things in the heat of the moment because I told myself I was being direct. I was not being direct. I was being reactive. Timing is not cowardice. It is the first act of respect you offer the conversation. Step 2. Acknowledge the history. What it is. Naming the shared history that exists between you before raising the issue at hand. What it is designed for. Lowering emotional defences by signalling that you are not treating this person as an opponent, but as someone with whom you have a long and complicated story. How it works. Number 1. Open by acknowledging the relationship itself, not the problem. Something as simple as, I know we've been through a lot together, and that's exactly why this matters to me. Number 2. Name one specific positive thing that is true about your relationship or your shared experience. Generic praise reads as manipulation. Specific acknowledgement reads as honest. Number 3. Signal that you understand the conversation carries weight. I know this isn't easy to bring up, and I want us both to come out of it feeling okay. When to use it. At the start of any conversation that involves recurring conflict, unspoken expectations, or topics that have caused pain before, when not to use it. Do not use this step as a lengthy prelude that delays getting to the real issue. Acknowledgement should take 30 seconds, not 10 minutes. Worked example. Mum, before I say what I need to say, I want you to know that I understand you've always wanted the best for me. That's never been in question. What I want to talk about is hard for both of us, and I need us to be able to hear each other. Eamon's note. This step feels unnecessary until you skip it. When you skip it, the other person spends the whole conversation defending against what they think you mean, rather than hearing what you actually say. Step 3. Manage your emotional state. What it is. Actively regulating your own emotional flooding in real time, before and during the conversation. What it is designed for. Keeping your nervous system out of full fight or flight so you can stay present, listen, and think how it works. Number 1. Before the conversation, slow your breathing deliberately 4 counts in, hold for 4, 6 counts out. Do this for 2 minutes. It is not a wellness habit. It is a physiological reset. Number 2. During the conversation, if you feel your chest tightening or your voice rising, slow your speech. Flooding tends to speed you up. Deliberate slowness is a direct counter. Number 3. If flooding overtakes you mid-conversation, name it without blaming. I need a moment. I want to keep talking about this, but I need 30 seconds. Then use those 30 seconds to breathe. Number 4. Do not apologize for needing to pause. Treat it as a practical step, not a weakness. When to use it. Continuously, as a background practice throughout the whole conversation, when not to use it. Pausing to manage your state is always appropriate. What is not appropriate is using a pause as a way to shut down the conversation entirely. Return to it. Worked example. Halfway through a conversation with your brother about your father's care arrangements, he says something that makes your jaw clench. Instead of snapping back, you say quietly, "Let me just take a breath for a second." You breathe. Your voice returns to its normal pitch. You continue. Eamon's note. The single most effective thing I ever learned for difficult conversations was to speak more slowly when I felt more urgency. It is almost impossible to flood while speaking at half your normal pace. Almost. For more on how the flooding mechanism works at a neurological level, how the amygdala hijacks sabotages feedback conversations, and what to do about it covers the physiological side in practical terms, the same principles apply directly here. Step 4. Identify the core issue. What it is. Getting clear on what the conversation is actually about, as distinct from what it appears to be about on the surface. What it is designed for. Breaking the cycle of recurring conflict by addressing the real need beneath the argument, not just the presenting topic. How it works. Number 1. Before the conversation, write down in one sentence what you actually need from this interaction. Not what you want to say. What you need to happen. Number 2. Ask yourself honestly. Have we had this argument before? If yes, the argument is not the problem. The unmet need beneath it is the problem. Number 3. During the conversation, use this structure to name the core issue. What I really need here is specific need, and I don't think I've ever said that clearly. Number 4. Keep the core issue to one thing. If you bring 3 issues into a flooded conversation, you will resolve none of them. When to use it. In any conversation that feels like a replay of a previous argument, when not to use it. Do not use the step to list everything that has ever been wrong. One core issue per conversation is the rule. Worked example. You keep arguing with your sister about how often you visit your parents. On the surface, it is a scheduling argument. But the core issue is that you feel the responsibility is unequal and unacknowledged. You say, I think what I actually need is to feel like we're carrying this together, not just me managing it alone. Eamon's note, I had said my piece, but I had not been heard. I had spoken, but I had not communicated. That line from chapter 12 took me years to understand. Most arguments are not about what they appear to be about. Step 5. Listen without judgment. What it is, holding silence and genuine openness while the other person speaks, rather than preparing your next rebuttal. What it is designed for, pre-rating the conditions for the other person to feel heard, which is the only reliable way to lower their emotional flooding alongside yours. How it works. Number 1. When the other person is speaking, your only job is to understand their position, not evaluate it. Resist the urge to correct, clarify, or defend while they are still talking. Number 2. After they finish, summarize what you heard before you respond. So what I'm hearing is that you felt excluded from that decision. Is that right? This is not agreement. It is confirmation that you received what they sent. Number 3. If they correct your summary, receive the correction without defensiveness. Thank them for clarifying. Number 4. Pay attention to what they are not saying as much as what they are. Flooded people often cannot name their real need directly. Listen for it. When to use it. Every time the other person is speaking. Without exception, when not to use it. There is no situation in a genuine family conversation where listening without judgment is the wrong approach. If you find yourself arguing for why you should not have to listen right now, that is flooding making its case. Worked example. Your father tells you that your career choices have always worried him. Your instinct is to defend yourself immediately. Instead, you wait. You say, it sounds like this has been sitting with you for a long time. What is it specifically that worries you? He pauses. Then he says something you had never heard him say before. Eamon's note. Real listening is an act of courage. It requires you to stay open to the possibility that the other person has a point, even when every flooded instinct is telling you they do not. This kind of active, non-defensive listening is also at the heart of emotional intelligence in feedback conversations, and the techniques are translate directly to family settings. Step 6. Yield to find a solution. What it is, shifting your goal from winning the argument to solving the problem together. What it is designed for, moving the conversation from adversarial to collaborative, so both people leave with something that works rather than one person leaving defeated. How it works. Number 1. Ask explicitly. What would a good outcome look like for you? Do not assume you know. Ask. Number 2. Offer one concrete thing you are willing to do differently. Specific and small beats vague and grand. Number 3. Ask for one specific thing in return. Negotiate from needs, not from positions. Number 4. Agree on what you will both do next and name it clearly before the conversation ends. So we're agreed that we'll both try specific thing for the next month and check back in. When to use it. At the close of every difficult family conversation, once both people have been heard. When not to use it. Do not try to move to solutions before both people have genuinely been heard. A solution agreed on while one person still feels unheard will not hold. Worked example. After a long conversation with your adult son about his financial situation, you both feel raw but calmer. You say, I'm willing to help you with the first 3 months' rent while you get settled. What I need from you is a plan we can both look at so I understand the bigger picture. He agrees. You both leave with something real. Eamon's note. A family conversation is not a battle to be won. It is a problem to be solved. The moment I started genuinely believing that, my most difficult family relationships began to change. Choosing when to apply the full method. Not every disagreement requires all 6 steps in sequence. Here is a practical guide for matching the method to the moment. Situation steps most critical. Recurring argument with no resolution steps 4 and 6 core issue yield to solve. Conversation that has exploded before steps 1 and 3 fixed timing. Manage state. Relationship with deep historical wound steps 2 and 5 acknowledge history. Listen. First time raising a difficult topic all 6 steps in full. Mid conversation flooding step 3 immediately. Pause before continuing. For recurring conflicts, where the cycle feels truly stuck, the deal method offers a complementary structure for describing the issue and locking in agreements. The family method handles the emotional regulation layer. The deal method handles the resolution mechanics. They can work together. When the conflict involves a wider group, such as a difficult gathering with multiple family members at once, the de-escalation principles in how to de-escalate team conflict without destroying synergy will give you additional tools, scale to group dynamics. The mistakes that undo the method. Even with the right framework, certain patterns consistently undermine progress. Here are the ones I see most often. The mistake: jumping straight to step 4 without completing steps 1, 2, and 3 first. Why it happens: when you have identified the core issue, you want to get to it. The earlier steps feel slow. What to do instead? Trust the sequence. The earlier steps are what make step 4 possible. Without them, the other person is still flooded and cannot receive what you are saying. The mistake: using step 2 acknowledging history as a manipulation tactic to soften someone up before delivering a blow. Why it happens: people learn quickly that warm openings lower defenses, and they use that strategically rather than honestly. What to do instead? Only say what you mean. If you cannot find something genuine to acknowledge, spend more time preparing. A hollow acknowledgement does more damage than none. The mistake: treating step 6 as surrender rather than strategy. Why it happens: yielding sounds like losing. Particularly in families with competitive or hierarchical dynamics, any movement toward compromise can feel like defeat. What to do instead? Reframe the goal. Yielding to a solution is not the same as yielding on your values or your needs. It means choosing the relationship over the argument. The mistake: trying to run the full method on someone who's deeply flooded and not ready to engage. Why it happens: you are prepared. You want to resolve this. You push forward anyway. What to do instead? Return to step 1. Reschedule. Let the other person's nervous system settle before you try again. A flooded conversation produces flooded outcomes. Understanding how unmet needs drive conflict also helps here, because many of the mistakes above are rooted in one person's need going unacknowledged throughout the conversation. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Building real fluency over time. Reading about the family method and applying it under pressure are two very different things. The gap between them is practice. In chapter 12 of Say It Right Every Time, I lay out a structured 6-day progression for building this kind of fluency. The core principle is simple: start with lower stakes conversations and work your way up. Do not begin with your most difficult family relationship. Begin with a family conversation that has some emotional weight, but is not the most charged one in your life. Week 1, apply only steps 1 and 3. Fix the timing on at least one conversation and practice managing your state before it begins. Weeks 2 and 3, add steps 2 and 5. Practice acknowledging history and summarizing what you hear before responding. Week 4 onward, run all 6 steps in sequence on progressively more difficult conversations. After each conversation, ask yourself 3 questions. What did I do well? Where did I slip back into reaction? What would I adjust next time? The reflection is not optional. It is where the learning actually happens. Without it, you repeat the same patterns at a slightly higher level of awareness, which is not the same as improving. I also recommend the Advanced Feedback Techniques material for building the broader skill of managing emotional nuance in high-stakes conversations, because the tonal and psychological dynamics covered there are directly relevant to family settings as the stakes rise. The truth about emotional flooding. Here is what 60 years has taught me. Emotional flooding during family conflict is not a sign that you care too much or that you are too sensitive. It is a sign that you are human, talking to people who matter most to you about things that have mattered for a very long time. The flooding is not the problem. The problem is having no system for when it arrives. The family method gives you that system. It does not promise that every conversation will go well. Some of them will still be hard. Some will require more than one attempt. But when you walk into a difficult family conversation with a real structure in your hands, you give both yourself and the person across from you a genuine chance. That chance is what the method is for. Emotional flooding family conflicts do not have to end with damage. With the right framework, they can end with progress. Frequently asked questions. What is emotional flooding in family conflict? Emotional flooding in family conflict is when intense feelings overwhelm your ability to think clearly or communicate effectively. Your nervous system enters a stress response, your reasoning shuts down, and your words or actions are driven by reaction rather than intention. Family history makes this response faster and more intense than other relationships. How does the family method help with emotional flooding? The family method gives you a structured 6-step process to slow down, stay grounded, and work through difficult family conversations without losing control. By following the steps, you interrupt the flooding response before it hijacks the conversation and replace reactive patterns with deliberate, respectful communication. Why does emotional flooding happen faster with family than with colleagues? Family relationships carry decades of shared history, unspoken expectations, and old wounds. That history means your nervous system is already primed before a single word is spoken. A tone of voice or a familiar phrase can trigger a full flooding response in seconds, far faster than it would with someone you have a shorter history with. What does the F in the family method stand for? The F stands for fix the timing. Before any difficult family conversation, you choose a moment when both people are calm, not already flooded. Starting a high-stakes conversation when emotions are already elevated almost guarantees the conversation will collapse before it begins. Can you use the family method to stop a conversation that is already going wrong? Yes. If you feel flooding starting mid-conversation, you can name it honestly and call a brief pause. You need a moment to collect your thoughts. This is not avoidance. It is the method working as intended, giving your nervous system enough space to come back to a place where real conversation is possible. How long does it take to build fluency with the family method? Most people feel the benefit within the first 2 or 3 attempts when they have prepared in advance. Genuine fluency, where the steps become instinctive rather than deliberate, typically takes 4 to 8 weeks of consistent practice in real conversations, starting with low-stakes family interactions before applying the method to the most charged ones. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.